I love my country and feel it is a privilege to live in the country that I live in, and I'm sure you do too. This podcast is received by different people all over the world in many different countries. And I think each of us wants to be a good citizen, a citizen who contributes to the welfare of the society and to a peaceful and orderly community. That's what I want to do. I want to be a good citizen. But as followers of Jesus Christ, we have a higher citizenship because we know that our destiny is not in this world. Our destiny cannot be found in this world. Life. The house that we will live in forever is not made of brick and mortar or wood or straw, but the house we will live in is a heavenly home. And so we are citizens of the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ is our King. He has the supreme authority over us. What he says goes. We obey him. And in that respect, we live as a stranger or sojourner. In this world, Abraham is called the father of the faithful. Why is that? Because Abraham considered himself to be a sojourner in the land which he lived. Listen to this in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 8th verse. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. By faith, he traveled about in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised it. Therefore sprang even of one, and him being as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. All these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, that in Isaac shall your seed be called. We are looking forward to a heavenly city. We believe in the promises of God, in the promises of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who said, I'm going away, and if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you shall be also. In my Father's house are many rooms, and I am preparing a city, a place for your eternal dwelling. But you see, we live in that kingdom right now, the kingdom of heaven. We're just in a foreign land, looking for our homegoing someday. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for that city that you have built, one that is not made of bricks and stone and mortar, or wood, or straw, but it is a heavenly home. I don't know what it would look like, but I believe your promise, and I believe that I will live there forever with you. So help me as I sojourn in this world, as a stranger and a pilgrim, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I believe his promises. Someday I will see you face to face. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.